getting back as we turn the page to more serious conversations now. Anthony Fauci's out the door before the end of the year, thankfully. Probably the biggest, I think he's a contender for the biggest media whore of my lifetime. I mean, honestly. Never saw a camera he didn't like. Never saw a story he couldn't change. Never saw, I mean, just goes on and on and on, right? Joining me now is Dr. Phil Magnus, Senior Research Faculty and Director of Research and Education at the American Institute for Economic Research, AIER. Doctor, good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And you kind of say, you know, let's forget Fauci's deposition. Because all of the changing narratives, all of the things that he said, all the lies, let's just get to it now. We know, almost beyond the shadow of a doubt, this virus was man-made, manipulated, however you want to look at that. Gain-of-function research funded by Fauci and the NIH and others at Wuhan. We have whistleblowers now that say the truth about Wuhan is that that's the truth. So where would you like to begin?
Well, we can go right into all the lies that he told in the deposition because, you know, as you mentioned, this is a guy that likes to be in front of camera. He likes to talk. But only this time they had him under oath. So thanks to the attorney general from Missouri and Louisiana, they got Fauci in a room for what looks like about 8 hours and over 400 pages of testimony. And he did what he always did. He tried to spin and lie his way out of all the contradictions that he's made over the last 3 years.
But did it work?
That's the problem. It did not work at all. In fact, we caught him in a major lie. So just over a year ago, I was involved in the Freedom of Information Act request where we discovered an email from Francis Collins, head of the NIH, to Tony Fauci and several of his deputies, calling on them to wage a, quote, devastating public takedown of the Great Barrington Declaration, the anti-lockdown declaration that AIER hosted.
For anybody that doesn't know, the Great Barrington Declaration is or was what?
It was basically making the case against lockdowns, saying that they were ineffective as a strategy to fight the pandemic. And it was one of the first major scientific statements to do so after we had all been locked up in our houses for months. And they were talking about bringing them back again in the fall of 2020. So Fauci obviously was very upset by this document, and him and Collins and the other NIH staff, they went to work waging this, quote, devastating public takedown by not engaging the science, but by attacking the scientists, calling them fringe epidemiologists, calling the document nonsense and worthy of discarding. And what we found is that in October 2020, Fauci had waged a media campaign to discredit the Great Barrington Declaration. Well, Attorney General Schmidt from Missouri grilled him over this and grilled him over the emails that we found. And what did he do? He turned around and lied. They asked him about it. He says, this is not something I was involved in. As I told you, I was running a $6 billion institute. I would not be involved in examining the Great Barrington Declaration. This is not something I would counter. And yet the reality is we have weeks of emails back and forth between him and Collins publicly, or well, I guess at the time they were privately discussing their public response to the Great Barrington Declaration. We have emails from Fauci to Deborah Birx trying to keep it off of the COVID task force meeting at the White House. It goes on for weeks and weeks and weeks. So they caught him directly in a lie.
Caught him directly in a lie. And so, but what does any of it mean? Because here's the thing. I believe that many of the things that went on in Wuhan would have been in direct violation of U.S. law in a variety of places. Barack Obama tried to prevent those things from happening. So we know all those things happened to Anthony Fauci. But let me go to the next part of the conversation, which people need to be crystal clear about. What effect did the mRNA injections have to stopping the spread, preventing people from getting sick, doing anything positive at all? What effect did they have any positive impact on the pandemic?
Well, and that's the great question. I think the vaccines were useful for people that were in high-risk, high-vulnerability populations. And we know that from the beginning of the pandemic, that was the elderly. That was people with medical complications, people in nursing homes, all the people that Governor Cuomo and these politicians ignored for the first several months of the pandemic. And yet Fauci took a very different strategy on vaccination. It was going after the numbers rather than the targeted population. And now what we're finding is, this mass vaccination campaign occurred. We have a concept in economics called diminishing marginal returns. And I don't think the NIH or our public health officials have realized that we far surpassed the point of diminishing marginal returns on these public vaccination campaigns. So now we're at a point where they're still clinging to this as their main pandemic response, but the effectiveness of it seems to have already been exhausted.
Let me just ask you this. As you dig into this, Dr. Phil Magnus, Senior Research Faculty and Director of Research and Education, American Institute for Economic Research. Is there any reason at this point, because I just did this story in Oxfordshire, England. They're going to cut the town into six pieces. They're doing this. They didn't ask. They got elected. They're doing this. They're going to cut the town into six pieces and have 15-minute cities. And you're basically going to have a permanent lockdown, and they're going to continue down this road because whether they do it under the guise of COVID or climate emergency, they're doing it, whether you like it or not. And that's really the pursuit here, is for power, is it not, Doctor?
That is exactly the case. We saw the pandemic as a pretext to invoke emergency measures that bypass legislatures, that bypass the normal democratic process. So you can put the bureaucrats in charge. And that's exactly how Anthony Fauci liked it. He liked to rule by decree. And I think, unfortunately, what they've realized now is that they have relatively little opposition to getting these sweeping powers enacted in the panic over COVID-19. And, you can see them already chomping at the bit for the next pandemic or the next other emergency that comes along of basically just repeating the entire process of the so they're never really going to cede the power that they gain unless we push back.
Exactly. But they want to do it under the guise of a climate emergency for forever. So we've seen the test run, Doctor. We know the damage it does to our young people. We know the damage it does to our economies and to freedom. And the sadness is that too many of the sheep, and I feel like I walk around among sheep, are willing to go to the slaughterhouse with a smile on their face. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, they play on scare tactics. They raise emergencies. They talk about whether it's climate change, whether it's another virus. It's always a scare tactic. And the reason that they do that is they know that people let their guard down, are less likely to invoke their rights and stand up against government overreach when they're scared, when they're afraid of this coming disaster that someone like Fauci is promising to save them from. And yet when they invoke these powers, they aren't effective. They don't achieve anything that they promised to do, and yet the bureaucrats will never cede the power once they've gained it. So we got to push back.
There you go. Doctor, greatly appreciate it. Dr. Phil Magnus, Senior Research Faculty and Director of Research and Education at American Institute for Economic Research. Doctor, thank you for being
here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see. I've got something I want to catch up on with you after the break here. They don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Bluebird CFW is Michigan's number one crawl space foundation and waterproofing repair company. Bluebird CFW has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Put the most trusted foundation and waterproofing company to work for you. And let the good people at Bluebird eliminate your leaky basement and foundation problems forever. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's Bluebird CFW.com.